As lockdown restrictions ease across the UK, we are getting out and about a little bit more. But that also means for many charities, events can start taking place as well. And that is the case for British Blind Sport, who will be starting face-to-face taster days once again. David Melville is here to tell us more. You must be looking forward to this, David. Very exciting.
Yeah, very, very excited. Pleasure to be able to announce this. It's been a long period away from in-person delivery, and I know really keen to get back to doing what we all love.
The Taster Days have been running for several years now. It gives people the chance to come along and try different sports. So how will you be doing that? You know, keeping people safe, I suppose, is the big question.
The event itself is going to take place solely outdoors in the fresh air. And what we're going to be doing is designating participants into smaller groups, and then they will each try a different sport throughout the period of the day and rotate around the venue with the support of our volunteers. There'll also be some measures in place like hand sanitisation, making sure that equipment's cleaned down at the end of every session. And, you know, we'll make sure that everybody is not feeling anxious about this event. It should be an exciting time and something that they enjoy. And we want to make sure that we make everything as easy as possible for everybody.
We will get the details from you a little bit later, because this one is taking place in Northampton. It's activities, I suppose, as well. So anyone really who just wants to try something, improve their health and even improve their social life as well, because it's quite a social thing too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, sport provides an additional community for many people, and it provides also many other opportunities. We're really keen to, you know, improve the lives of people who are not necessarily involved in sport or physical activity. So, you know, this is an opportunity for them to come and try something without having to formally commit and sign up to something on a long-term arrangement. We're going to have blind and partially sighted football. We're also going to be introducing two new sports, which are disc golf and then blind baseball. And then we'll also have blind cricket as well. So, very, very exciting, a great opportunity to try some new sports.
What's also good about this is, you know, people can try the sports, but around the area, you know, if they like the sport, they can continue it as well, because you do partner up with different organisations on each of these days.
That's it. So we've been very fortunate that we've partnered up with Northamptonshire Sport and also Northamptonshire Association for the Blind and some local providers as well. Those new sports that I did mention, we're going to be working with those organisations to ensure that there's a provision set up post-event, so people who are interested in it can go straight there and, you know, hopefully participate on a more regular basis.
Fantastic. Well, I suppose the all-important details are where, when, and how do people register or come along or get in touch?
The event itself is going to be held at Kingsthorpe College in Northampton, and it will take place on Saturday the 22nd of May. Between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. We can visit the British Blind Sport website, which is britishblindsport.org.uk, and then it'll be under the events tab. We can also contact me on david@britishblindsport.org.uk. Just to add to what I've mentioned as well, this event is completely free and it's open to everybody and anybody who is blind or partially sighted. You don't have to be a BBS member. But if you would like to become a BBS member, we can certainly organise and help you with completing the application forms and registration for that post-event. It'll be great to see everybody and, you know, have a great and exciting day.
It does sound like it's going to be a fantastic day, David. Let's hope it is the first of many face-to-face events. We're getting back out there. And thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been a pleasure to speak to you again. And I look forward to the event and meeting everybody that attends.